You're listening to Felicity Urquhart on Australia's home of country music, Saturday Night Country.
Saturday Night Country, it is always lovely to be looking across the studio to see the smiley face of Daniel Thompson. I actually have lost count, Dan, of how many times we've caught up on Saturday Night Country.
Yeah, it's been a few times over the years, Bliss. You've been looking at my face quite a few times over that time.
Well, you've been busy touring for all this time. How many years now? 10 years?
Well, 10 years ago was the first time we did the Cash Show. Yeah, and we've been touring it since 2012, so 7 years. Been out on the road.
Well, we've been talking about the show ever since then, but and prior to that, all the solo things you were doing. But it's so successful. Yeah. You've really found your thing, haven't you?
Yeah, it's been really, really great. It's you know, it's a long time coming in this industry to find your little spot. But yeah, I've managed to do that, and it's been going great. You know, it's not sick of it yet.
San Quentin, 50 years on. That's the name of the new tour. I know it was just a huge run you did in Western Australia.
Yep.
Did you love it over there in the West?
Yeah, it's beautiful. The Western Australia is an amazing state. It's just
it's a really
lovely place to visit. It really is. It's and the people over there love their music, and yeah, they really get into it. But you know, we find that everywhere we go. But yeah, WA is beautiful.
Catching up with folks after the gig, did a lot of them say to you, We get a bit starved of touring acts coming over here. Tell your friends to always come to the West. I remember that being said time.
Yeah,
and time
yeah,
again.
You do get that, and it's you know, it is a long haul over to WA, so it's understandable that they miss out on stuff sometimes. But they do love it when you get over there, so it's definitely worth putting it in the schedule for anybody who's thinking about heading somewhere to play some music.
And when you get to play venues, I mean, we're not talking about any kind of average venue for Daniel Thompson. You do play some cushy gigs now.
Oh, we play some
lovely
nice places.
Theatres.
Yeah,
yes,
absolutely.
You do.
There's a beautiful theatre in Perth called the Astor Theatre. It's in Mount Lawley, just on the north side of Perth, and it's a great old Art Deco 1920s theatre. And you bring the you know, the Johnny Cash music into there, and it just feels like it fits. It's there's some really beautiful venues around the country we get to play.
All right, well, I have to talk about the elephant in the room, I suppose. Stewie French and Camille Tanahu, they have moved with their beautiful family, with Sonny Chet and Maniah, over to Nashville.
Mm.
And he was your right-hand man.
Yeah, absolutely,
so
yes.
How are you feeling?
Yeah, it's a different experience having a new guitar player in the band, you know. We all know how good a musician Stewie French is, you know, and it's standing up on a stage next to him, you think, wow, you're pretty lucky. You know, when he's gone, you kind of get to realise just how good he is at what he does. But you know, we've got Roy Payne playing with us at the moment, and Roy is fantastic. He's you know, he's got a slightly different take on it to Stewie, but
does he play the double neck guitar?
He doesn't.
Yeah.
No,
oh,
he hasn't
he's
been
not,
playing
hasn't
it.
Been,
yeah,
oh.
No, but it's yeah, I think that's his baby. He leaves that one at home, so it's but yeah, it's really great. He's a big fella, as you know, Fliss, and you know, it's we look like bouncers standing next to each other on the stage. But yeah, he's been playing a bit of baritone guitar and a bit of mandolin in the show as well.
Oh,
so
nice.
It's, yeah, the big fella holding a mandolin is an interesting one.
Well, he's bringing his own flavour
yeah,
to the show.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. And it's, you know, as you know, when you get to guitarists that get to that level, you know, they're not any better or, you know, better than each other or anything. They're just different, you know, and it's that's what we're very, very lucky to have great musicians on the stage with me. I feel you know, pretty privileged.
Tell me about who the rest of the lineup is as well, because it has been a pretty solid team for some time.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we've got Artie Taylor on upright bass, and Artie has been with us from the beginning, so he's the one that's hung in there the longest, and you know, he's amazing. He's he comes with a theatre background and a rockabilly background as well, you know, so he really gets the whole theatre vibe and the showmanship of what he's putting into the show. And then Brad Bergen, you know, Brad's an all-rounder. He's he's a guitar player and he's our drummer in the band, but he also plays guitar and sings amazing harmonies as well, you know. So Brad is, yeah, it's a privilege to work with guys like that. And then we get our June Carters around the country as well. So
Well, we should talk about who might be stepping in the June Carter role, because the tour continues, and that's why we're catching up to one of the busiest guys in the business is Daniel Thompson. He joins us on Saturday Night Country, but the deal is always to bring a guitar in when I've got a guest in the studio. So maybe we can talk about the ladies who are joining the tour after we hear a song. So from Back to San Quentin, 50 years on, there's a great collection of songs, and when you hear Johnny Cash, you really do feel like you are there with him in San Quentin, don't you? We're listening to those recordings.
Yeah, that's the skill of Johnny Cash as an artist. When he tells his story, he makes you feel like you're there, and that's and being able to do that, it was what I'm doing too. It's it's a privilege. So here's the title track, San Quentin. San Quentin, you've been living hell to me. You've hosted me since 1963. I've seen them come and go, and I've seen them die. Long ago, I stopped asking why. San Quentin, I hate every inch of you. You've cut me and you've scarred me through and through. And I'll walk out a wiser, weaker man. Mr. Congressman, you can understand. San Quentin, what good do you think you do? Do you think I'll be different when you're through? You bend my heart and mind, and you warp my soul. And your stone walls turn my blood a little cold. San Quentin, may you rot and burn in hell. May your walls fall, and may I live to tell. And may the world regret you ever stood. May the world regret you did no good. San Quentin, I hate every inch of you.
He is touring Australia at the moment, the Johnny Cash Live Show. It's been so successful for about 10 years now, and we are celebrating the Back to San Quentin era, 50 years on, of Johnny Cash. And Dan, I have to ask, I don't know, do you believe in spirits and the other realm? And have you ever felt a bit of the Johnny Cash spirit kind of around at the gigs?
Oh, look, it's hard to say what you believe in, really. It's there's certainly a, when everything's working, and it's coming out the way, there's certainly a presence you feel about, It's whether it's a responsibility to do it right or there's something else happening there. Sometimes you do get that. Yeah, absolutely.
Daniel Thompson is joining us, and that voice, I can only just imagine when your little one was a little tot and you'd read stories to bed, that I'd be asleep in 5 seconds if Dad was reading a Once Upon a Time story to me, be like, oh, there's that soothing voice.
Yeah, well, it can be scary at times, I guess, but but also soothing, I suppose, as well. So, it wasn't much of a trouble.
When did your voice really find its place? Like, as a young fella growing up, and there's that switch, you go from the choir boy to that.
Yeah, yeah. One day I just went, so it's, it settled down, and then I started singing after, when I was about 16, 17, learnt to use my voice around, through singing lessons, really. So, yeah.
And was it always country music too, Dan? I mean, I know your dad had a lot of great country records.
Yeah, it was a lot of different. I like to sing a lot of different styles of music. I love, Bobby Darin and Frank Sinatra and that stuff. And, all sorts of stuff. Lou Rawls, like that 70s. Yeah, there's all sorts of music though. And then Creedence and Beatles and, all of that stuff. So
really classic, great artists.
Oh, yeah. Look, yeah. I mean, that's what I grew up listening to. And it's and one of the things around our house growing up, it was never like, here's a country song, here's a rock and roll song, here's a, jazz or whatever. It was just music. It was all on, and it was on all the time. So I didn't really learn to differentiate between genres of music. They were all just great songs to me. So I feel pretty privileged that I grew up in that way, listening to music.
And the great way to be brought up as well, indeed. We are not musical snobs here on Saturday Night Country. We love all music, as long as it's fine, as long as it's good.
Look, what I love about it is, you know, when people really think about it, when they're putting songs together and there's a bit of effort gone into to just, you know, arrangement musically and lyrically and all that sort of stuff. Mm. That's what I love. You know?
Just having the integrity, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
And Daniel Thompson is touring. If you haven't seen The Johnny Cash Show, come on. Where have you been? It has, as we've mentioned, it has been touring, but with different spins each go round, which is fabulous, and that's what you take pride in too, that there is something different. So for people that haven't seen this one, and we'll mention where they can catch up with you heading to Tassie, what is so different and unique about the Back to San Quentin 50 years?
Yeah, well, look, one of the great things about Johnny Cash's catalogue is you can do a completely different show and they'll still be just as good as the last one you did. And I really love the set list in this show. I reckon there's some really great songs. We've dug out some little gems there that, you know, people might not know. And, it's pretty different. I think from last year to this year, there's maybe 16, 17 different songs in the show.
That's a lot to get your head around yourself.
Yeah, tell me about it. It took me a while to get this show in my head, certainly. I mean, there's songs that we've done before in that 16, 17, but there's about 10 songs that we've never done before. So, I had to learn a bunch of songs from scratch. And
great.
Yeah, it's great.
Keeps you honest.
It does, yeah. It keeps you on your toes. You know, there's sometimes you never know what's going to come out. But this show is... the first half of the show is the songs that Johnny Cash sang in San Quentin when he recorded that album, you know, some stuff that wasn't on the album as well that he did in the concert. The second half of the show is more a greatest hits and, you know, little gems selection thing, you know. So it's from all over his career.
And it took a bit of research to get all of those and find those gems,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's, I go through a process when we're putting together a show of just, you know, picking through some albums and just trying to find some stuff that people may not know or just stuff that I've forgotten about and things like that. And we're doing a few songs from the Out Amongst the Stars album, which was released only like 4 or 5 years ago, which was that lost album from the 80s. And there's a really beautiful duet on there that we're doing with Courtney and Beck and... yeah, it's like a bluegrassy sort of vibe, and it's just like this really beautiful song that you really got to dig through the catalogue to find that stuff.
Oh, wow. Well, let's mention those girls because Courtney Conway, you've name dropped there.
Yeah, the amazing Courtney Conway and the amazing Rebecca Lee Nye.
Fabulous.
Yeah, we get to where it depends on where we're going and when we're travelling to that we are get one or the other in the shows.
And both busy mums as well, Daniel.
Absolutely.
So I think it's nice that you can switch between the two and who's available and who's got busier weeks with their children.
Absolutely,
so
yeah.
Nice work.
Yeah,
Daniel Thompson is joining us Saturday Night Country and it'll be great to get on out and see him heading to Tasmania. I wouldn't put you on the spot and say where's your favourite place to play in Australia, all the theatres you've seen, but let's put this question to you, Dan.
Okay.
Is there a venue in the world, perhaps, that you would like to see this show performed in? Come on now, there's a big one.
Well, look, I mean, you couldn't go past the Ryman, could you?
It's there you go.
Like where Johnny Cash recorded his TV show. I mean, the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville would be a dream come true to put this on that stage.
Do you think Stewie French is talking to promoters in Nashville as we speak?
I hope so.
I hope he is.
Stewie, if you're listening, have a talk to people.
Get busy, make it happen, my friend. He's heading off to Tassie playing the Country Club in Lonnie, the casino in Hobart. Let's rattle off some more. Victoria, you'll be at in Hamilton.
Going to Echuca and Hamilton.
Echuca,
and,
you're off to the casino in Melbourne.
Back to Crown, yep, and then... then we go to South Australia at the end of the tour, but we've got a few regional New South Wales.
Oh,
as well
Wagga Wagga,
well.
Wyong, right. Orange. Let's mention some of those. Back to Sydney at the Concourse Theatre at Chatswood.
Yep. Springwood. Up to Springwood in the Blue Mountains.
Blue Mountains. Yeah. All these September dates they're all on the website. Shoalhaven down south, Queanbeyan, Adelaide in the Playhouse, and Barossa Valley.
Yeah, finishing up in the wine region.
That's going to be hard to take.
Yeah, it's
Dan.
Terrible.
What was that? Were you going to bring me back a bottle of red?
Yeah, that's
sorry.
Right. That's
oh,
what
it's
I
the
said.
ABC. Yeah, sorry, yeah. No gifts. No. Jen.
It won't be a gift. You're going to be paying for it.
Right. Oh, geez, friends. I'd love you to play me another song and perhaps, I don't know, these more obscure songs. Is there something new you might play me?
Yeah, look, this one, this is a song and it's interesting, like, in the 70s, especially the late 70s, he didn't have a lot of big hits, you know. So this song was his sort of 1976 one and only sort of massive hit from that era. And consequently, there's a whole generation of Johnny Cash fans that grew up with this song, you know. So it's like there's always somebody who wants to hear this song, and it's a beauty. It's about somebody who steals a car.
Dan, I think it's a nice way to go out. Thank you so much. And 76 model is not a bad model to be.
No.
I might be one of those myself.
Absolutely, yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
This is Daniel Thompson. And the title of this one?
This is called One Piece at a Time. Well, I left Kentucky back in 49. I went to Detroit working on assembly line. The first year they had me putting wheels on Cadillacs. Every day I'd watch them beauties roll by, and sometimes I'd hang my head and cry, cause I always wanted me one that was long and black. Well, one day I devised myself a plan that should be the envy of most any man. I'd sneak it out of there in a lunchbox in my hand. Now getting caught meant getting fired, but I figured I'd have it all by the time I retired. I'd have me a car worth at least $100,000. I'd get in one piece at a time, and it wouldn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna drive around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, cause I'll have the only one there is around. So the next day when I punched in with my big lunchbox and with some help from my friends, I left that day with a lunchbox full of gears. Now I never considered myself a thief, but GM wouldn't miss just one little piece, especially if I strung it out over several years. Well, the first day I got me a fuel pump, the next day I got me an engine and a trunk, and then I got me a transmission and all the chrome. The small stuff we got in my big lunchbox, like nuts and bolts and all four shocks, but the big stuff we snuck out in my buddy's mobile home. Well, up till now, my plan went all right, till we tried to put it all together one night, and that's when we noticed that something was definitely wrong. Well, the transmission was a 53, the motor turned out to be a 73, and when we tried to put in all the bolts, the holes were gone. So we drilled it out so that it would fit, and with a little bit of help from an adapter kit, we had that engine running just like a song. Well, the headlights, there was another side. We had two on the left and one on the right, but when we pulled out the switch, all three of them come on. Well, the back end, it looked kind of funny too. We put it all together, and when we got through, well, that's when we noticed that we only had one tail fin. About this time, my wife walked out, and I could see in her eyes that she had her doubts. But she opened the door, and she said, "Honey, take me for a spin." So we headed into town just to get the tags, and we headed it right down Main Drag. And I could hear everybody laughing for blocks around. But up there at the courthouse, they didn't laugh, because to type it up, it took the whole staff. And when they got through, the title weighed 60 pounds. I got in one piece at a time, and it didn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, cause I'll have the only one there is around. Well, what year is it? Well, it's a 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59 automobile. Yeah, it's a 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69, 70 automobile.
Ha, That's Daniel Thompson, and you can catch up with him for the Johnny Cash live show featuring all those great tunes from San Quentin, and he'll be touring Tassie, Victoria and New South Wales, and he's a busy lad. Jump on the website for the details.
The best country music from Australia and around the world. Saturday Night Country, ABC Local Radio.